Hello everybody and welcome to our brand new reality show, So You Want to Be a Terrorist, brought to you on the Al Jazeera Network by Shamir's Kebab House, Puri's World of Carpeting, and IHOP, international heroin and opium producers with convenient branches all over the Middle East. IHOP, leaders and repeat customers since 1922. My name is Mohammed Ahmed Smith, and I am the producer, smuggler, and host. You shall now listen while I explain the rules of Who Wants to Be a Terrorist. We will take four people from all over the world, of different backgrounds, families, careers. The only thing they have in common are their faith in Islam, their belief in the Palestinian cause, and their incredibly low IQs. We put all these people together in a small apartment somewhere in the hills of Afghanistan. Then we watch them to see if they have what it takes to be mass murderers. We put them through a rigorous training and special tasks they have to accomplish. If they fail, they are kicked out of the apartment and given jobs in a string of Dunkin' Donuts in northern New Jersey. The runner-up gets his very own line of designer knapsack guaranteed to explode at the touch of a cell phone. And the winner gets 1 million rupees and a chance to die in exciting New York City. Tell them about it, Kamal.
Yes, Mohammed. The winner will receive an all-expense-paid one-way trip to downtown Manhattan, where he will stake out the future crash site of the Freedom Towers. Then, after taking in a Broadway show and dinner at the Nains, it's off to the Empire State Building for an evening of killing and maiming and blood. Total value of the package, 2,300,000 rupees and 72 virgins. Mohammed?
Thank you, Kamal. Now let us meet our angry radical contestants. From Saudi Arabia, educated in the United States but re-educated at an Al-Qaeda camp somewhere in Islamabad, here is Hotpur. Welcome, Hotpur. Do you want to be a terrorist? Do you promise to read the Quran every day, even during the playoffs? And do you promise to kill only foreigners and not your bunkmates?
No, I kill for Allah!
Congratulations and welcome to the apartment. You're welcome. Our second roomie is Eric from Tunbridge Wells in England. Eric says he is tired of the second-class status given to half-Arabs in his country, and he says his hottest fantasy is to get Tony Blair in a room and torture him very, 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 very slowly.
Yeah, right, he's a bastard.
What do you say to people who think you are not ethnically suited to being an Arab terrorist?
Or say, I can put a bomb on a bus as good as any man here, including you, Otbu. Yeah, blow it out your bong.
Well, I see these two living together being a very explosive situation. No pun intended. But we will light a match to them with our next roommate, a lady. Well, a female anyway, and we'll meet her right after this message.
Tired of weight loss plans that just don't work? Ready to shed that shapeless burqa for a smaller shapeless burqa? Finally, there's a diet regimen just for you. It's the Worldwide Zionist Conspiracy Weight Loss Program. Have you been slapping on extra pounds worrying about Jews owning banks and media conglomerates? Do you reach for a handful of chocolates every time American President Bush defends his butt buddy Ariel Sharon? Among its many other evils, Zionism is the number one cause of obesity among Arab women aged 35 to 59. But hating Israel does not have to give you love handles. With our special exercise plan of protest marches, flag burnings, and gradually escalating violence, you'll see that blubber melt away. Combine that with our carefully monitored hunger strikes, and you could go down 2 veil sizes in just 3 weeks. But don't take my word for it.
I went
from extra, extra large to a medium, and I didn't have to give up unwanted sexual attacks by my husband. Thank you, Worldwide Zionist Conspiracy Weight Loss Program.
Yeah, I lost 30 kilograms, and that is with my steel-toed boots still on. Heil Hitler and Worldwide Zionist Conspiracy Weight Loss Program. Yes, those are just two of our thousands of satisfied and radicalized customers. Isn't it time you made the call? 1-800-YIDFLAB. That's 1-800-YIDFLAB. Use the Jews to lose. Call 1-800-YIDFLAB now.
Welcome back to Show You Want to Be a Terrorist. We've met our first two roommates, and already the lentils are hitting the fan. Now we stir the pot by adding our third tenant, Mangush, a very beautiful woman, at least from what we can see above the veil. Salam alaikum, Mangush. Do you feel strange being the only woman in an apartment with three evil men?
Meh, my papa disowned me when I was raped at age 12. Then my mother took a knife and scratched the word prostitute down my back. When I was 14, I was hit in the head and nearly killed when Arab boys threw rocks at me. Now I am looking for a husband who will only beat me once a week and allow me to be his slave until the day he chooses to set me on fire.
And why do you want to be a terrorist?
Because I love my country.
Well, welcome to the apartment, Mangush. Oh, and before I forget, I was told that you have a special talent, a special thing you do.
Yes, in fact, that is why I was raped.
Ah, could you share it with the folks at home, who I promise are too busy praying and collecting nitroglycerin to worry about your befouled cooch?
Well, Mohammed, there is something I do with my tongue.
Down, hot boy. Down, boy.
I sing in the old style, the way my mother used to before my father hacked her to death for bringing a kebab. Wouldn't you like to hear?
Yeah, love, you sing your bloody arg out. Do it, or I'll blow your f*** leg off.
This is for you, Mama.
Record company men, are you listening? And now, step aside, filthy woman, so we can introduce our fourth and final roommate. His name is Mohammed, just like mine. So that there is no confusion, we are going to call him Jimmy. Jimmy is a mullah at the Allah Akbar Fatwa Mosque in downtown Beirut. He is a controversial figure for introducing liberal reforms into the strict Muslim teachings of the Quran. For example, he says it is a waste to stone an Arab man to death for stealing. You may stone him till he is nearly dead, but then throw him off a roof so he lands on a Jew. That way, you both fulfill Allah's teachings. Jimmy, how does your congregation feel about your being on a reality television program?
Well, honestly, I have not told them. It would be too dangerous. They haven't killed or tortured anybody in 3 whole weeks. If they found out where this apartment is, they would blow up the street. Still, I hope they vote for me in the talent competition.
You think you sing better than I?
No, excremental woman of the night, but my talent is different. I can take a beautiful, peaceful garden and turn it into a blood-soaked wasteland.
But that is what all Arabs do.
You tell him, Mo!
Don't start with me, friend, or my foot will sail like a jumbo jet between the twin towers of your legs.
Right, I'm scared. I put bombs on trains, but I'm terrified of Mr. Magoo over here.
Please, please, the show hasn't even started yet. Can't we try to get along?
Kill! Kill!
Arabs, getting along? You are funny, host.
Well, I don't know how funny you'll think I am when I ask you to complete your first task. Tomorrow morning, we fly all of you to a secret compound in the West Bank. Once there, Each of you must make friends with a child, no one older than age 9, and no bribing with money. The first one who convinces the child to blow up an Israeli bus gets a new refrigerator, courtesy of the House of Saud.
Oi, piece of cake! I love kids!
Well, I hope so, because the last person to brainwash a child, or the person who fails utterly, will hear this. You're fired. Only on this show, you will be fired from a cannon. We'll be right back to find out how our roommates are getting along after this word from the Turabi Livestock Expo. Sheep, goats, and large tasty rats. It's the next best thing to halal. But don't go away, because tempers are sure to ignite on So You Want to Be a Terrorist.